Hello and welcome to the Byron Yorkshire No Chit Chat Podcast. We like to get right into it, and what we're going to get into today is a question. And the question is, whatever happened to the Trump classified documents damage assessment? Do you remember that? It was big news at the time. Okay, so on August the 8th of last year, 2022, the FBI raids Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's winter home, and they seize all these classified documents. All right, now, a lot of Republicans don't quite know what to make of the story. A lot of Democrats are saying, this is terrible, terrible, terrible treason. He's selling the nation's secrets to the Saudis or somebody. He's doing something really, really bad. So Democrats in Congress asked the intelligence community to do what was called a damage assessment of the documents found in at Mar-a-Lago. So they write a letter to the head of the intelligence community, Avril Haines, and its House Intelligence Committee Chairman, Adam Schiff. He was the chairman at the time. And there was the Oversight Committee Chair, Carolyn Maloney. She was the chair at the time. They're now both in the minority. And they cited news reports about the classification levels of these documents. In other words, here's what the newspapers and cable TV has said about these documents. And one report they focused on in particular was a very sensational Washington Post report that said that Trump had held documents concerning nuclear weapons. You may remember that one. So in this letter to the IC, they wrote, at least one report indicates that the FBI's investigation focused in part on highly classified documents relating to nuclear weapons, which are among our nation's most closely guarded secrets. If this report is true, it is hard to overstate the national security danger that could emanate from the reckless decision to remove and retain this material. Okay, so that is Adam Schiff and Carolyn Maloney writing to Avril Haines, the head of the Office of National Intelligence. So in response, Haines writes that she would begin, quote, an assessment of the potential risk to national security that would result from the disclosure of the relevant documents. Okay, so Democrats have come out and said, This could be really, really bad. This is so, so serious. We have to have a damage assessment of this. Now, the whole idea of a, quote, damage assessment, of course, presumed that there was, in fact, damage done by Trump's handling of classified materials. That was not known by the public at the time. And it is still not known today. What damage did it do? We don't know. Nevertheless, these letters, Schiff, Maloney, Haines, set off a wave of news coverage. And any nuance about whether we actually don't really know anything about the documents, any nuance was totally lost in the discussion of this letter and this issue, this damage assessment issue. So I'm going to quote to you read a quote by Frank Figliuzzi, who was he's a former FBI official. He appears regularly on MSNBC, and he's not one given to understatement, shall we say. I can't even imagine how much damage this could have done. This is Frank Figliuzzi, please. Everyone understandably is focused on crime, crime, crime. I'm focused on damage. What did Trump show it? Who did Trump show it to? The FBI had probable cause to believe that espionage may be occurring. Okay, espionage, nuclear weapons, really big stuff. But there was a lot of talk like that. Now, the upshot of all this was that it was critically important for Congress and for the American people to know the harm to national security that had been done by Trump's mishandling of classified information. Okay, so this is really, really terrible. It's extremely serious. We must have the intelligence community do a damage assessment and then tell us, members of Congress, overseers of the intelligence community, tell us just how bad the damage was. But here's the thing. Here's what today's podcast is about. The intelligence community has never delivered a damage assessment on the Trump Mar-a-Lago documents. Never. Lawmakers who today, now today they're talking about something different. They're talking about any damage done by President Biden's mishandling of classified documents. They'd like an assessment of any possible damage done by that. They're now remembering, wait a minute, we never heard anything back about the possible damage in the Trump matter. So I talked to a number of people who are very knowledgeable about this, so I'll quote a few. We have not been briefed. That's on the Trump matter. That's one member of the House Intelligence Committee told me. We didn't get an answer. That's another member of the House Intelligence Committee. Another person familiar with this issue, the committee, and that would be the House Intelligence Committee, the committee has not received a briefing on Mar-a-Lago yet. Now, you go to the Senate side, those are all from the House Intelligence Committee. A member of the Senate Intelligence Committee says, I don't think we ever got an assessment. Okay, now, there's more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Last week, the chairman, who's a Democrat, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, said his panel has never been informed about any intelligence community, quote, damage assessment of the Trump Mar-a-Lago matter. So we're talking about Mark Warner, the Democratic senator from Virginia. He appeared on a special report, Fox News special report with Brett Baer. And Brett Baer was asking Mark Warner and his House counterpart, Mike Turner, about a number of issues involving intelligence, including the Biden classified documents matter. So here is what Mark Warner said. I've called that we ought to be briefed in terms of an intelligence assessment on what were in these documents that then Vice President Biden had. And then he says, I'm still waiting on the briefing on the Mar-a-Lago documents. So, whoa, wait a minute. You never got the damage assessment? You never got the briefing on the Mar-a-Lago matter? No. So Warner goes on to explain, quote, there have been some scheduling issues. Then there have been concerns when the special counsel got involved. So the bottom line here was that there's been no word on whatever damage, if any, was done by Trump's mishandling of classified information. Never been any assessment. Now, why not? I mean, you might want to ask, why not? And I talked to everybody just to get their thoughts. They don't really know. But some sources believe that the intelligence community, did in fact conduct an assessment, but did not find any serious damage done by Trump's actions. Quote, if there had been something significant, it would have been briefed and leaked by now. That was one source there. And that shows a certain familiarity with the way things work in Washington. If there's something big, something really meaningful, it would have already been briefed and then leaked. So we'd all know about it, and we don't. Now, for his part, Mark Warner, Democrat, senator, chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, I mean, you have to say he kind of sounded like he thought the IC was giving its congressional overseers the runaround. You know, there was some scheduling issues, and now there's the special counsel. You know, that's one of the side effects of appointing a special counsel in a matter, which is they shut down information. And they not only tell the press that they can't say anything, they tell members of Congress, oh, gosh, we can't discuss an ongoing investigation. So Senator Warner, don't want to put words in his mouth, but seems to suspect that maybe he's getting a little bit of the runaround from the Intelligence Committee. And then there was another source I talked to who suggested basically that the intelligence community holds its congressional overseers in such low regard that it simply feels lawmakers have no need to know the facts of the case. This source said the IC feels like it does not have to tell Congress anything. That, again, shows some familiarity with the way things work in Washington. Seems upside down. The IC, the intelligence community, is not in the Constitution. Congress is in the Constitution, and Congress created the intelligence community, but the intelligence community sometimes gives Congress the back of its hand, maybe doing that in this situation. So, kind of to sum this up, we have come a long way from those days of frenzied speculation in August of 2022, those many months ago, when the news was that the nation's intelligence mavens would conduct a damage assessment of the Mar-a-Lago situation. They're going to find out this, that there could be severe, severe damage to American national security. This could be among the most serious secrets that the United States holds. We have to find out the extent of the damage. We've come a long way since that was being talked about. And now, with the benefit of months of experience and hindsight, now we know nothing. We don't know about any damage that may or may not have occurred as a result of Donald Trump's handling of classified information. We don't know. Congress wanted to know, or at least they said they wanted to know, and they haven't found out. And we haven't found out either. And all of this talk about damage, what's in the documents, we don't know. And we still don't know. And so that is important to remember when considering not just the Trump classified documents case, but now the Biden classified documents case. We don't know what's in the documents. Are they, in fact, the nation's most closely guarded secrets, or are they things that never should have been classified in the first place? For Donald Trump and Joe Biden, we don't know. And that's the important point to make. And when you hear talk about, oh, we're going to have a damage assessment, we're going to find out all this stuff, you know, you have to remember later on to check into that. Hey, did we ever get that damage assessment? And the answer is no. So, that's the whole story today. Thanks a lot for joining us. Always appreciate it when you can. And hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.